It is Radio 1, and it's the Lunchtime Social live from Rotterdam for the start of U2's European tour. And to the strains of this particular song, each night the bands make their entrance. So I guess this is where we should say hello, Edge.
Hello there, Jill.
And Bono.
How are you doing?
I'd be all right if the weather was a bit better. I have to admit that. It doesn't matter.
I'm delighted it's raining.
Yeah.
We didn't have much rain in America, so it's good to be back in Europe to find out what summer is all about, which is people giving out about the fact that it's raining.
Absolutely. So, 30 dates down, 67 to go, I think it was. I counted.
I try not to count.
I thought you might say that.
Yeah, I just don't. I don't look at it. But I don't want it to end on another level. You know, I'm a natural taker.
There must be such a huge anticlimax when it's all over. So you get hugely depressed.
That's right, and then you go out and you start writing songs and make another album.
Because you always write the best songs when you're depressed, I know.
But it's not work, you know, and we really mustn't give that impression. Because that's awful, isn't it? When people tell me, yeah, it's really hard out on the road, all those fancy hotels and stuff. I mean, that's awful, isn't it? I mean, it's just, it's an amazing trip to be on, and to get away with it is something else.
So how are you both? You both look pretty well, actually. I expect you to be fairly knackered.
I'm pretty good. Pretty good.
The Edge is looking, I must say.
He's wearing a string vest, a turquoise string vest.
Looking top.
And there's hair beneath that mesh.
No, he's got that. And it's there's a sort of, how would it describe the denim number?
White trash denim.
It's very starchy. It sticks out in odd places.
Yeah.
So you've just had a couple of weeks off.
Yeah.
What are you keeping on?
Trying to get our heads together for the European leg.
Well, the great thing about playing in Europe is that people be standing up and stuff instead of, you know, on
do
the ground rather
then?
Than on seats.
Oh,
there's
right.
a safety thing when you play stadiums in America where they. Where, you know, everything's laid out in seats. Now, people just trash the seats.
Mm.
But it's not the same as when you look out in the crowd and they're in that big sway and they're doing all that. You know, it's a different thing over here. I mean, I love playing the US. I really do. And Texas and all.
where was the where's the most amazing place that you played so far? One that you've really enjoyed?
It's always great to play a town that you've never heard of. You usually go looking for the promoter afterwards. Where's the best one we played? The best gig, I think, for me was Chicago. We played three nights in Soldier Field Stadium in Chicago, which is like this. It's an I love stadiums. I actually like the look of them.
Just as well, isn't it? Really?
Yeah. But we had an amazing time in Chicago and done that. We're going back to America in the fall, but this is where we live, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, and it's funny, even the clouds here, right? It's raining and all, and I haven't been in Europe for the last few months, and I was just driving through Holland thinking, this is Ireland, this is England. These clouds, they feel like your mother. They're so familiar, you know?
Yeah. When we last met in Dublin, all this was still the stuff of dreams and fantasies. It was all kind of written on boards and stuff. Has it lived up to those dreams? Just the way the whole thing's turned out.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's our best ever tour. I think that what we're doing up there is better than ever, and the production is for these stadiums just is fantastic. I'm blown away by it, to be honest. I didn't think it would be this good.
Well, I mean, here's the story, right? I mean, when you play outdoors and you play in stadiums, a lot of the time it's a rip-off, do you know what I mean? And people can't see or hear anything, and you know, you just go along for the day out. We've put our money where our mouth is, and so have our fans, if you like. They put their money where their mouth is. They're coming out to see something and hear something that you can't hear anywhere else. And it is extraordinary. And it is a bit of a mind...
looking for a word other than
mess.
Mind mess.
Rhymes with
you know, and it is. And I guess, you know, we have... you know, we could have made life easier for ourselves.
I mean, it did start out as a bit of a nightmare as opposed to a dream.
Well, it was
a scramble, but it was fun. You know, we thrive in a situation where we've got...
You're mad.
No, well, we have too much on and it's like you don't quite know what you're doing. When we know what we're doing, we get bored very quickly, so we have to change things around. So we're, again, kind of in that state of semi-chaos, which is... how we've always been and how we do our best work. So, I mean, Vegas was just particularly ridiculous since we hadn't done any warm-up shows and we ran through a set of songs for the first time the night before the first show. So we really were flying by the seat of our pants. But I still think it was a great show, and we had a great time doing it. And
but it's not Broadway.
No, it's not. I mean, it should never be.
We're a rock and roll band, and we can be crap if we want to. Do you know what I mean? It's like we can... You know, I would hate to go along and see everything right there, first night, slick. You know, that's not an option, actually. but, you know, it's never been an option for us, but that is part of it. The only difference this time out was the sea of hype. Mm. And we're very good at hype, and when we play our...
You started it.
Yeah, we play our part in that, and I quite enjoy all the hype, but the sort of... The hype was about the show and the screen and our 40-foot lemon, right? And that's all a bit of a cod, because in the end, people are coming to see the band, and because they get lost in those songs or whatever. Mm. And that's the only thing I regret, is that the music might have been overlooked in the way we, and therefore the media, covered at the start of the tour.
Do the media drive you mad when they kind of immediately pounce on something like that?
Yeah, but they should. Do you know what I mean? I mean, it's like, it's their job. And I think bands like us need a good clip on the ear now and then. I think we're doing, as always we seem to be doing, what we're doing is out of step. This is all we know how to do. This is what we do.
Be out of step. We'd better play some music. Echo and the Bunnymen, they've come back.
It's great, yeah.
Is that music? It's a good song. Do you like it?
I have heard it on radio, and I do like it, yeah.
I'd love to hear it.
Okay.
I'd love to hear it.
Here it is. It's Radio 1, the social live from the YouTube Pop Mart. You heard, first of all, Echo and the Bunnymen, and then Oasis. And if I can take you back to that night, and the last we heard that you were skipping off into the sunset with Liam and Noel after the gig in San Francisco. Is that true? Is that fact or fiction?
We had a good night. We had
it
a great night.
It sounded like it.
Yeah, they're great.
Can you tell us what happened?
We don't kiss and tell.
Go on, I'll pay you a lot.
It was a great gig, and it was really good for us and to have such a great band play with us. Mm. And they've stuck their neck out for us over the last few years, when it was kind of uncool to like bands this big.
Yeah.
Sort of against the law a little bit to be in a band this big, but they want to be in a band this big. In fact, they are in a band this big. And it's great. Noel is brilliant. And Noel will say, listen, you know, of course we want to play stadiums. Who wouldn't want to play a stadium? Mm. Anyone who tells you they don't want to play a stadium is either stupid or a liar. And, you know, it's nice to have that honesty.
You can review the album for us, though, can't you? The Oasis album. You're one of the few people that have actually heard
it.
Is that true? Did they play the album to you backstage after the gig?
Yeah. They love what they do. They're in love with it, and it's not an ego thing. It's just they're lost in their music, and they're a great band. And the hardest possible thing to be is yourself, really, isn't it? And they are just themselves.
Awesome. They don't try to be anything other, do they?
And they came back and they played us their record, and it's a great record, lots of tunes. It's just tunes coming out of its arse.
It must have been flattering that they wanted to play it to you and get your opinion.
Well, they've been very good to us. See, like, you know, I don't know what it is, whether it's the Irish connection or whether it's just they don't really buy into a lot of the bollocks that goes out there about, you know, who you have to like and who you're not able to. They just say what they think.
Yeah.
There's no breaks there, or there's no ability to edit, even if they wanted. And they were excited about it, and they're coming back, and they played us some great tunes. One called Magic Pie, which was amazing. Mm. What else? I remember.
It just sounded like the whole scenario sounded wild.
It was great. We went.
There wasn't Liam singing along and stuff.
Well, we thought we were the only ones that ever did that.
Karaoke.
You know, we put on the new album and sing in the person's left ear while the album's coming in the right ear. But we discovered that Liam and Noel do the same thing.
Yeah, we had drank from them, though.
I'm sure you did. I have no doubt about that. No.
We sent them home in a taxi. Myself and Edge were still... We were still there. It's cool. 7 o'clock in the morning underneath the big bridge there in San Francisco.
So you did head up into the sunset with them. You did,
The youngsters went home in a taxi.
All right, we're going to play some more music now. And this is one that you'll probably know. This is U2 and Lemon.